Hi.
Hello.
Oh my god, how are you?
I'm grand, it's been a minute.
It's been 20. come here. What's this?
Your worst nightmare.
The inconsistent clothing sizes in Zara.
Huh. No. Smelling Sunset, the recap series where me, Kieran, and you, Kira, recap the latest series of Selling Sunset, which is on Netflix.
Oh, that is my worst nightmare. Turn it off.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So we're on season 6, episode 5. This episode is called Miss Management.
Is there a Mr. Management?
No, because she's Miss.
Cool.
She's single.
Oh, girlies. We open to a house showing with Chriselle.
Yeah, like a very light smattering of Chriselle in the last two episodes, I think. She's not really in it much.
That's very true. I just realised. Yeah.
She's in love.
She's busy.
Mm-hmm.
We meet these two guys and a dog, and their names are Dougal and Jonathan.
I did not catch their names. And I didn't catch the dog's name.
The dog's name... I also did not get, actually, sorry.
But the dog was beautiful.
Very cute.
She shakes both their hands, but she does not shake the dog's hand, which I thought was rude.
Very rude. Yeah, she was wearing a weird, like, graffiti-looking dress.
Which said vibes.
Vibes. And it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Heather and Amanda arrive.
Yeah, Heather's got awful shoes, is all I have to say about that.
Yeah, they were like high heel Crocs.
I wrote lumpy Crocs, yeah. They were awful.
She looked more pregnant.
She did look more pregnant, so you can tell the time has passed.
Yeah, time has passed, people.
And the right things are happening inside.
Aw.
I wish I could say the same for me. I need a poo. I'm just kidding. Yeah, the house was fine.
Yeah, we didn't really get much of the house. They sort of looked out over the view and then they sat down to have a little debrief, as per usual.
There was a sign in the kitchen, maybe?
Oh, I don't know where the what any of these houses are.
I licked it, so it's mine. Fucking stupid. Horrible and neon,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it looked like one of those lights that flies fly into and, like, die.
I said what?
You know those, like, fly trap lights?
Yeah.
It's just like...
And it hums, yeah.
And it's like, why would you have that?
It was ugly as shit and I would not buy a house over it.
Yeah, because all of these houses, which is something I was thinking about, seem to come with everything you see.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that sign.
Unfurnished is the way to go. I have learned that from renting.
I do not want that sign, and for that reason, I'm not going to make an offer on this house.
On this multi-million dollar house. No, thank you. Keep it.
So they sit down, and Chriselle's like, oh my god, after your birthday, Heather, me and Chelsea and Brie went out. We had the time of our lives. It was beautiful. And then she's shocked to hear that Chelsea was sort of bitching about Brie.
Yeah, which fair, because I was too. She was not impressed at all. Had good, like, kind of comebacks for everything that Chelsea had said. Mm-hmm. And she was like, there are so many ways to have a family. And yeah. I was like, girly, nail on the head, case closed, stop giving Chelsea airtime.
Exactly. And Amanda made the joke of the series.
Oh yeah, I've completely
forgotten. It was incredible. She once again is doing our job for us, because they're talking about Nick Cannon being a master manipulator, and she says he seems like more of a master ejaculator.
Yeah, that was great. She's the funny one.
Good job, Amanda.
I did have a thought, which was, has Nick Cannon seen this? And how does he feel about being portrayed? Is it any different how he's portrayed anywhere else? Probably not.
Probably not. I wonder if he cares.
It's just very funny to me that he's sitting there watching this and he's like, oh, guys, come on, that's not fair. He's bitching.
When do I get to get my side of the story out?
Maybe. Oh my god, what if there's a cameo? A showdown with him and Chelsea.
I don't see it.
I see it.
I don't see it. He's got too many kids to see. He doesn't have time.
At this rate, he could be my dad.
All he has time for is seeing his many kids and making more kids.
Same.
Speaking of Brie, she arrives at the Goth House.
Goth House! She was showing it to the wife of some boxer who has 8 kids. And finally, having 8 bathrooms makes sense. I get it now. I get it.
Yeah, she has a little look-see around. It's a fucking sensory deprivation tank.
That's probably very high on the list of weird shit we've seen in houses. How often would you need to get in there to deprive your senses? For me, twice a week.
With 8 kids?
Yeah, throw them in there. That's the naughty step when you're rich. Get in there and not be deprived of your senses.
Mom, I don't want to go on a sensory journey.
You're going to come out enlightened.
Just like Davina at Burning Man.
Oh, bro. Still no fucking Davina.
Upsetting.
The house was nice. It was fucking 33 mil or something.
Yeah, and just like that, the lady wants to make an offer in cash. Simple as.
I can't even decide on like a t-shirt in a shop. And she's like, yeah, cash.
Which fucking pastry am I going to pick up with my mocha froca frappuccino?
Yeah, it was beautiful. It had a $15,000 coffee maker. That not just an espresso.
That was just like a tap.
Yeah, I've seen them and I just doubt that it comes out nice.
We'll have to try it.
Yeah, Brie. I've actually ordered one.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, we'll be here next week.
I was going to get in touch with Brie, but I won't.
No, not today. It had a yoga room with what I felt were like plants that had just been planted. Like they were all over the walls, but they hadn't grown enough. So there was just a lot of soil.
It looked like wallpaper. I thought it was bad wallpaper when we first saw it. And then they touched one of them and I was like, oh, they're real.
Yeah. It was weird. Also, I have a dumb question, which I've maybe asked before. But when they say cash, do they mean hard bills or do they mean like not a mortgage type thing?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Neither do I. I'm going to look that up offline and...
This is not the podcast for that sort of information.
Sorry, that was a silly question.
And you know what?
For what we offer.
The show Selling Sunset is also not the show to explain any of these things.
No, but I wish they did. I'm going to have to Google this. Okay.
Chelsea and her husband are out for dinner.
At a place called Crustacean Restaurant.
Yeah.
What did they serve?
They served a fucking tuna cigar.
Yeah, that was fucked. And... I thought it was a cigar because the first shot was Chelsea trying to smoke it and then we cut to Big Jeff who's just fucking honking into it like a spring roll.
And they ordered drinks and Chelsea couldn't remember the whiskey that her husband wants. And then I think she just made up a cocktail because she's like, I'll have a daughter of the dragon.
Yeah. I'll have dragon's bumhole.
Making up cocktails now?
Yeah. They were just being rich wankers. Sorry. And Jeff had bad glasses. There is
it. He just has no drip.
No. I'm a sauceless man. I'm sorry. But like, you can get nice glasses. They exist. So why was he going for these like rimless, chunky side arm? They're bad. Someone needs to tell him.
If I never had to see him on my TV again, that'd be a good day.
It would be too soon.
The main thing from this, Chelsea's not happy about Nicole and Chriselle having a fight at her open house, and she believes that Chriselle would not have gone there with those intentions.
Yeah, great. There was also, the scene stealer for me was when a folded plate came along.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
It was the calzone of the Delft world. It was like, Salvador Dali had come into the restaurant and just... It was the best part of the scene.
There was stuff stuck on the... vertical part of the plate that reminded me of the yoga room in the house that we were at previously.
Full circle. Yeah. Weird chat. Jeff has bad glasses.
Yeah.
He does a good impression of someone. You know when like someone is telling you about their work drama and you don't really get it because you don't know the people.
Mm-hmm.
He did a really convincing like nod and like, absolutely. Like, he maybe cared.
Maybe, but then he was like, are we going to go home and have sex right now?
Yeah.
Like, oh God, cringe.
Sauceless.
Yeah, well, moving on. Anybody craving a salad? Because we've got some romaine.
Hey, let's go. Romaine is just somehow now a builder in charge of penthouses that Jason is bankrolling for 10 mil.
And Mary immediately notices two different colours in the floorboards and Romaine's like, it's grand. And Mary's like, it's not.
She also raised a very good point. He was like, oh, the sun did that, but it's going to do the part that it didn't do and then it'll all be the same. And she's like, but won't that also bleach the already bleached part even further? And he was like, no, that's how the sun works.
And if there's anything Mary knows, it's the sun because she's selling sunset all the time.
Yes.
There's problems on problems. There's something to do with the windows. God, they're just fucking going on and on about all the issues they're having with this fucking penthouse.
Yeah, she was really interrogating Romaine and like just introduced this weird dynamic of like working with a spouse where like you shouldn't work with animals, children, or the French. And she's doing all of it.
Oh, he's an animal and he's a child. Yeah, you're right.
But he took it very well. He was like having a normal conversation. Just like, what about this? What about this? I was like, Jesus.
He was like, I have thought of some of these things, Mary, but I can see why she's stressed. I think he's probably stressed as well, but Mary has like constant stress face.
She does. She's in too deep.
Yeah.
I also don't know like Romaine's role. I feel like they're both project managing a different aspect.
Yeah, probably.
And everything's going wrong. So like, this is bad for their relationship and I'm worried.
I know. But the good thing is at least we're showing off all the shit that's going wrong on... a popular Netflix show, so it'll be kept like super quiet so any of the buyers aren't going to notice any of the issues.
Exactly. They're not going to be like, that was sun bleached. Nothing worse than sun-bleached floorboards. Perish the thought.
Then we finally get Chelsea and Nicole sitting down to talk about their beef.
Yeah.
Chelsea was wearing a golf bag cover as a skirt.
Okay, I said Chelsea looked like a slutty Thunderbird.
What was that woman's name in it?
No idea.
Miss something?
Miss Management.
Yeah, she looked fucking ridiculous, and then she was like, I can't even sit down.
The skirt was a glorified belt, and it looked stiff.
Yeah, it was like rigid.
So I don't know how you can get that to crease as you sit down. She did it.
And the
clout words, Stu?
There was a bit like just coming off the side that just had a big D on it.
Bet it did.
Big D.
D is for selling dem houses.
Nicole apologizes to Chelsea about the fight, and Chelsea is so thankful for Nicole's apology. Unlike when Brie apologized in the last episode, when Chelsea was like, I don't think so, actually.
That one didn't count because she hates Brie more.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, look, they're making apologies. This is maybe a series first.
Mm-hmm.
There was an apology from Brie last episode. Now there's an apology from Nicole.
Yeah.
It's nice. I think this is when Chelsea started brimming up with rage when she heard that Mary, like, didn't pay attention to Nicole's issue with Chriselle. And like, isn't solving the problem, basically, yeah. As a manager.
Yeah, honestly, like, there's nothing, like, the worst thing that anyone could bring into question is your managerial capabilities.
Oh my God. I think I'll say, I kind of wish we knew what they ordered. What you think? What coffee do you think Nicole has?
Because they both had different sized cups, so they didn't get the same coffees.
Correct.
And when Chelsea arrived, Nicole was like, I got you your coffee.
Mm.
So I wonder if she got Chelsea's order right. I would say Nicole had a black Americano.
Yeah.
With one sweetener in it.
Oh, I don't think she would have sweetener because she doesn't like aspartame. Because it's bad for you.
Yeah, but she doesn't... I think she knows it's bad for you and doesn't want to have it, but she's like, oh, but the other alternative is sugar, and I'm not having sugar.
Okay.
And then I think Chelsea had a dirty chai.
Ah, go on.
What do you think?
That's what we have in Merry Old London, a dirty chai.
No, she probably didn't have a dirty chai. She probably had a fucking matcha latte or something.
I thought she would have had something hibiscus-y.
Okay.
Just something wanky. I don't know. I think you're bang on with Nicole and the black Americano, yeah, actually.
I would say Chelsea asked for hibiscus, but Nicole heard a biscuit.
He's like, I've put a biscuit in your tea.
And she was like, oh, we call them cookies here.
Speaking of cookie, where's Emma? Oh. Back at the office.
Yeah, and so we're back at the office and Emma's there and Chelsea is wearing a flower bra.
Yeah, she looked like a florist that fell into their produce.
She was trying to be sexy walking through her florists to like seduce someone and then fell into her flowers and...
Oh, golly! Oh no, my chrysanthemums!
She asks Emma if there's underboob and Emma says, not enough.
Yeah, Emma's who?
Emma is loving the ladies more than Chriselle is in this series.
Openly, yeah. She's openly curious.
And I love to see it.
Love to see it. They're given like child anecdotes. So Amanza says something cute that her kid said. Bree says something cute about what she's planning with her child in the future. And then Chelsea just doesn't match the vibe whatsoever. She like introduces an anecdote about her kid telling other kids that like she has blonde hair but actually it's black. Like, just, you know when someone, how do I explain this, when there's like a lot of funny people in a room and one person that just isn't that funny or interesting, and they kind of try to match the vibe but it just fucking dies on its arse.
Yeah, I agree completely that like it was kind of like Amanza and Brie kept a brief and were like, here's a pithy little tale of having a child, and
yeah.
So like Amanza told her story, Brie gave her little input to Amanza's story, and then Chelsea told a fucking 25 minute story about something that didn't really go anywhere.
Oh, my kids are wonderful. Like, okay, don't flex.
Yeah, good for you. Speaking of Chelsea talking about something for 25 minutes, Chelsea and Mary have this argument about a price on a lease. Mary's like, I think that's cheap. And Chelsea's like, well, it's actually the market that I know the best, and it's not cheap. And then Mary's like, well, I think it is cheap. And Chelsea's like, well, it's not.
It went on for so long.
Oh my God.
And I was looking at my phone. Like, I wasn't paying attention.
It was
so boring. And it's like, I don't know enough to figure out who's right here, but also I don't care.
No, and thank God for Brie.
Oh,
because this tension...
Here comes the comic relief of the episode.
We need to get Brie and Amanza together. I feel like they haven't been together that much. And they, I feel like, would be a hoot together.
They'd have a cracking night out.
Yeah, and they'd be very funny to just hear chat about stuff.
Yeah. I want them talking about like the war on Iraq, you know? I want their take on everything.
Bree comes in, Bree, an alarm goes off, and Mary's like, what is that? And Bree's like, oh, gotta pump.
Yeah, and then she brought the pumping back to the desk, which I couldn't have loved more, actually.
It was fantastic. She was like, gotta work.
Yeah, I loved it. It's actually a bigger milestone for feminism than anyone realizes. Pumping at the desk.
And it actually happened like mid-Chelsea-Mary fight. We're getting really distracted by just Bree being a great character on this show. Chelsea and Mary continued their fight. Like, Chelsea takes Mary aside for a private conversation on the couch in front of everyone.
Yeah, like, that couch is so small and that office is so small.
Yeah.
As if no one would hear.
As they're fucking getting into it, Bree's just, like, pumping away in the background.
I just remember what Emma said. She was like, does anyone want a little bit of Bree's breast milk for their coffee? That was it.
And they do.
Not a bad comment.
Amanda sticks her oar in just to be like, lol, we can all hear you. Because like Chelsea says, oh, well, I don't think that's great. And then Amanda's like, yeah, we don't think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, fucking cameras there. Like, nothing's private anyway. But doing that right in front of the whole office was obviously a move on Chelsea's part. And Mary wasn't there for it.
And don't they have like a little upstairs room that they've used like once?
Oh, yeah, with the big giant table.
They could have went up to that big table.
You'd still hear them, though.
True.
Is it soundproofed?
Yeah, it's probably a loft.
Is that the primary?
Mary.
Yeah, it was fucking awkward as fuck.
Mary, like, is once again like, we're going to wait for Jason.
Yeah. She doesn't want to deal with the conflict. Fair enough, maybe it's above her pay grade, but at the moment she's like acting manager, so she kind of needs to.
Yeah, but I do have like a small bit of sympathy for her, because she didn't ask for this.
Yeah. I mean, she accepted it, but yeah. I really liked when she... I can't remember what the fuck Chelsea was like, this, and then Mary was like, yeah, but I also expect people to act like adults at work. Fair enough.
Yeah.
These girls shouldn't be fighting at like a house showing, and that's kind of on them to not be fighting. Like, Mary's not going to grab him by the scruff of the neck. Get outside.
Come here, you.
Yeah.
But also, I just remembered, didn't Mary say to Nicole, you should go talk to Chriselle?
Did she?
I think... Now,
and has that still not happened?
No, this is what caused the fight. Once again, I'm not going to fact check this, so I could be fully wrong.
It's not that podcast.
But if I remember correctly, at the thing, at Chelsea's open house, Mary was like, you guys should talk. And Nicole was like, well, I just go talk to her now. And she was like, yeah, just talk.
So it's her fault. Gas.
And
totally missed that.
We are just going to take that as fact.
Okay. And that is exactly what happened. Period.
And... yeah, I thought it was a fun episode.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I'm really hoping it's a series wrap on Chelsea's husband.
That's it for Jeff. Thank you. Had enough.
I didn't even get his name. I don't want
Big Jeff.
To know.
He looks like a Jeff as well.
Yeah, he does.
He spells it with a J, but I bet she's like, well, I'm British, so I spell it with a G-E-O.
He's like,
Gulf.
He's like J-E-P-H. That's the only sauce he has is in his name.
I don't know why I have this in my head, but I just think he's a tech bro that got lucky. I don't...
We're not going to fact check that. It is true.
None of our business. No libel. Thank you.
But I'm interested to see what happens next. Mary continues to not know how to manage, so I'm assuming she is the mismanagement from the episode title. And
it all comes back around.
I think potentially we're about to get a blow up.
I'm waiting for Jason to come back and hopefully take the head off Mary. Like, could you maybe manage a little?
And then I'm hoping Mary will turn back and say, I would love to, give me more money.
And then he'll be like, no, we used to fuck.
And she'll be like,
exactly,
damn
more money. All right.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Give us a like and...
yeah, all those things.
You know them. Rating and that. Here's a fun challenge for the week. Tell a friend. Not even just to listen, just tell them it exists.
Yeah, do.
We'd appreciate it.
We would love you to do that. And we love you.
We love you so much. Thank you. And you're looking good.
You look gorgeous. Oof. All right, talk to you later.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.